With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Israel dropping air leaflets over the weekend in the central region of Gaza, warning residents there to evacuate an area near a hospital where they say dangerous fighting is taking place. From Jerusalem, the BBC's Wire Davis says Israel plans to continue its military operations to break Hamas's hold in the Gaza Strip, despite Hamas's reports of civilian deaths.
Israel has vowed that campaign will continue methodically in central and southern Gaza until its mission is accomplished. In a statement released 3 months to the day since the war began, an Israeli army spokesman said it had successfully disrupted Hamas operations in much of northern Gaza, including Jabalia, rendering them incapable of organized action.
Meanwhile, also at SRNnews.com, federal officials ordering the immediate grounding of some Boeing 737 MAX 9 jetliners until they can be inspected. This after an Alaska Airlines plane Friday suffered a blowout that left a gaping hole in the side of the fuselage.
We are emergency. We are depressurized. We do need to return back to. We have 177 passengers.
Meanwhile, that flight was out of Portland, Oregon, heading to Ontario, Canada. At 16,000 feet, the window blew. Now, the required inspections will take around 4 to 8 hours per aircraft and will affect about 171 airplanes worldwide. Former President Trump campaigning in Iowa says the real insurrection on January 6th, 2021 was the crisis and the migrant surge at the southern border.
10 days from now, the people of this state are going to cast the most important vote of your entire lives. I believe that, too, very much. I used to say that 2016, and I believed it then, and now I believe this is even much more important.
This is SRN News. North Carolina targeting porn with a new law.
The measure, which went into effect on New Year's Day, will require pornographic website operators to confirm that viewers are at least 18 years old by using a commercially available database. The law also lets parents sue companies if their children were allowed to access the pornography. A small number of states are beginning to consider similar legislation as the harms of online porn to America's young people become increasingly clear. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some of the most liberal laws in the country now in effect in California. One guarantees doctors who mail abortion pills to patients in other states protection from prosecution. Another will bar potential foster families from taking children into their homes if they do not demonstrate their acceptance of the homosexual and transgenderism lifestyle. On the upside, religious institutions can turn their parking lots and other properties into affordable housing without a lot of red tape. SRN News. A small, rare herding dog is the latest breed being recognized by the American Kennel Club.
The Lancashire Healer is now eligible for thousands of U.S. dog shows. Lancashire Healers historically were farm helpers that could drive both cattle and route rats. The dogs are short-legged, long-bodied, and active, and owners say contented healers sometimes pull back their lips in a move that resembles a human smile. The Lancashire Healer is the 201st breed recognized by the AKC. Healers' history goes back centuries in the UK, where they're now deemed a vulnerable native breed at risk of dying out in their homeland. John Scott reporting.
Florida residents can begin importing cheaper prescription drugs from Canada. It's the first time any U.S. states use the approach, following years of frustration with U.S. drug prices. Florida Governor DeSantis signed the plan into law in 2019, but it required approval by the FDA. This is SRN News.